You had a visit. Yeah. You did stop off through Coffs Harbour a couple of weeks ago, and you made the night of a couple of very young fans. Have you gotten used to that feeling of sort of being spotted and people just going, "Oh my God, it's Torrance, it's Torrance"?
No, I don't think so. I think that, like, you know, when I was on tour and stuff, it was a bit more apparent. But then now that I've just been in lockdown, I've really forgotten it. I've just become so much more, like, forgetful about what's actually going on, and I'm home a lot. So, like, especially being in Coffs Harbour as well, it's somewhere I haven't obviously spent much time before, but driving back and forth from Melbourne to Byron, a lot of times I've always wanted to. So I was like, I'm going to stop the night, we're going to go to a pub. And then I thought to myself, honestly, like, I forgot. I always forget. And then when people are looking at me, I forget. But then the best thing is when kids come over, and honestly, they were so sweet, and they were so nice. And it was like that perfect interaction of people that want to talk to you and be so, like, they want to give you so much. She was trying to teach me how to do sign language.
That's right.
Because she was way too smart for me.
Wow.
And then, and that perfect interaction of hanging out for a bit and then letting me have my food and then hanging out.
Like,
it wasn't like go away.
I think that
I'm always going to talk to people, and I'm not going to be one of those artists that fakes it and goes, yeah, line up. I want everyone to line up. That's a great person. I'm just going to be real honest. I love it when people say hello and they're so beautiful and nice, and I believe in true real life interactions other than social media interactions. So that's really, really positive for me. But it's so great when people also understand that then I want to eat. And
that
then we
spoke
again after I ate as well. So it was so great. It was a perfect night. That was so amazing. Their parents were so lovely, and it just gave me such a good vibe. Like, because that's the only experience I have had in Coffs.
Well, sometimes regional Australia kids, like, we don't often get the touring of artists, so it's honestly the most exciting thing for regional kids to have someone like you in their midst. Like, it makes them feel connected to the rest, because, you know, lots of kids growing up here would travel all the way from Coffs to Brisbane or to Byron or Sydney to go and see you live. Like, that's just a normal thing. So for you to be here would have been, like,
oh,
I doubt
God.
Much will top that.
I need to do something in Coffs. Do you guys have a venue?
Yes,
oh,
we
got
do.
Plenty of venues. Plenty of venues.
You would make their whole lives. Oh, my God, it would sell out in 5 seconds.
We'll get a check. Yeah, Red Sea. I reckon that'd be a perfect spot. I reckon you could see the waves from the stage.
I just feel like I had such a good memory of being in Coffs now that it would just be so nice to go and do a show in Coffs, because who wants to drive to a show 3 hours away and then drive back 3 hours? I mean, there's so many other places in the world, I guess, that do that too. But I mean, I'm not out here trying to save the planet each little town at a time. But if I can go to Coffs Harbour, that'd be nice.
Mate, yeah, do a regional tour. Honestly,
that'd be incredible.
Young kids.
Not
too.
Even a regional tour, just Coffs, then
always,
back to Mornington.
They always get like the Darryl Braithwaites and stuff in regional areas, but it's not great for kids. Like, they never get great, like, proper pop music.
We would love to have you here. In fact, you can stay at my place. We'll renovate the spare room just for you.
And if you do need some spare time walk the streets in safety, I'm happy to wear your clothes and obviously be...
Oh my God, is that
recognized
Torrance?
Recognized as you.
You just run the other
direction. Is that Lewis Capaldi or Torrance and I? I can't tell.
It was an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for chatting to us. And on behalf of the girls whose night you made, thank you to them as well.
Yeah.
Just lastly, what did you think of the ribs? I heard you got the ribs.
Oh, my God, yeah. I mean, me and Abs had some. Yeah, they were great. Yeah. Pub ribs. I've never had them before, actually. That's so funny. Okay, this is the thing, and I need to say this because this is so funny that you mentioned that. I said to Abby, Abs, I've never been able to get anything messy when I go out in public because I'm so, but I reckon I'm sweet. Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to notice me. That's exactly what I said to Abby.
I went to the toilet, came back 2 minutes later, and
you
were like, three kids, and I was
going to
shiver like, oh,
I'm usually I'll just get like the risotto. Or
yeah.
Something clean.
Surely
and,
nobody will be watching me in this regional pub. I'm only a bloody award-winning singer.
I think, did I have my hair up? I'm pretty sure I have my hair up too, which a lot of people don't know when I have my hair up, which is awesome.
Mm.
Torrance, we just need to normalise rib-coloured clothing, rib-sauce-coloured clothing.
Or just,
mate,
eating ribs
honestly,
in public.
Let's just, like, kick it to the stigma.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Torrance was in a regional pub eating ribs.
I avoided eating wings last night for that reason, because I was with company and I didn't want to look foolish.
We can't let them hold us back anymore.
Yeah.
No, this is me in all my glory.
Take me as I am. Ribs and all.
Yeah.
Oh, you're amazing.
Enjoy the rest of lockdown. Hopefully you're all safe and enjoy the rest of the renovating as well. Thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.